And appreciate him, thank him for the privilege to appear before him this morning. Give him thanks, glorify him, and give him praise. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have this morning again to appear before you. We thank you, we glorify you. Give him the praise, glorify him. We are grateful to you again this morning. Father, we thank you. To you be the glory, to you be the praise. Glorify him, appreciate him, and thank him for his presence in our midst again this morning. Thank him and give him glory. Glorify him and appreciate him. We glorify you, Father, for your presence in our midst again this morning. We thank you. We return the glory to you. We appreciate you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank him for the outpouring of the Spirit of grace and supplication this morning. Glorify him and appreciate him. We glorify you, Father. We appreciate you. We thank you. Blessed be your name, Father. Glory to your name, mighty God. Thank him for answers to our prayers this morning as we call upon him. Glorify him, appreciate him, thank him. We are grateful to you, Father, for answers to our prayers again this morning as we call upon you. Glorify him, appreciate him, thank him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank him for his word coming your way this morning. Glorify him and appreciate him day unto day. Utterate speech, glorify him for his word coming your way this morning. We glorify you, Father. We appreciate you for your word coming with power this morning. To you be the glory. Blessed be your name, Father. We appreciate you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank him for the encounters this morning. Glorify him and give him praise. We appreciate you, Father, for the encounters this morning. As we behold you this morning, we are changed from glory to glory. Glorify him. Appreciate him. Someone ready for an encounter this morning? Give him thanks. Glorify him. Appreciate him. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for the encounters this morning. For as we behold you, we are changed from glory to glory. We glorify you. We appreciate you. Blessed be your name, Father. To you be all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put our hands together for Jesus as we invite the priest team.
Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Let your glory be above all they have. Let your glory be above all they have. Be exalted, be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heaven. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above. nation above every world. Let your glory, glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God, it is a great thing to serve. It is a great thing. Yes, it is a great thing to serve. Walking in the light, it is a great thing. It is a great thing. Yes, it is a great thing to stop walking in the light. Oh, will you walk? Will you walk in the light? Walking in the light. Walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking, walking in the light. Oh, will you walk? Will you walk in the light of God? Will you walk in the light of God? Walking in the light. It is a great thing. Yes, it pays to serve the Lord. Yes, it pays to serve the Lord. Walking in the light, it is a great thing. Yes, it pays to serve the Lord. Yes, it pays to serve the Lord. Serve, walking in the light. Oh, will you walk, 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 walk? Will you walk in the light of God? Will you walk in the light? Walking, walking in the light. Oh, will you walk in the light? Walking in the light of God. Will you walk in the light? Walking in the light. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is the song. Healing in the hands, everlasting joy, life forevermore. In this army I've got a part. In this army I've got a part. God's got an army watching through the land. Deliverance in the song. Healing in the hand, everlasting joy, life forevermore. In this army, in this army,
let's put our hands together for Jesus and please take our seat. Our first intercession this morning, we will pray in this manner, saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting and converting multitudes as we reach out all through this prophetic season. Let your amen be louder. In John chapter 16 and verse 8, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Please be on your feet this morning and pray in this manner, saying, Father, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting and converting multitudes as we reach out all through this prophetic season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting, converting multitudes as we reach out all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this morning, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting and converting multitudes as we reach out all through this prophetic season. Ensure you are praying with faith in your heart this morning. This is a prayer that must be answered
instantly, even today as we reach out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that the Holy Ghost will take over our harvest field, converting multitudes as we reach out all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray in faith this morning that the Holy Ghost will take over our harvest field, converting multitude as we reach out all through this prophetic season. Holy Ghost, we depend on you. You are the Lord of the harvest. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as the people go on the harvest field, Lord, you will take over. You will take over. You will take over. You will convert many. You will convert multitudes. Even as we reach out all through this prophetic season, are you praying with faith in your heart this morning? Ensure your mouth is not shut. You are connecting. You are reaching out to the heavens in faith, even with zeal this morning. Praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the Holy Ghost take over our harvest field, convicting and converting multitude, even as we reach out in the name of Jesus Christ all through this prophetic season. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with faith. Pray with zeal. Ensure your voice is reaching out to the heavens. This is not a time to mutter words. We are praying a prayer that must receive instant answers. Father, we pray this morning that the Holy Ghost will take over our harvest field, convicting and converting. Reach out to multitude. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Holy Ghost, take over. Take over. Take over our harvest field, convicting and converting multitude. Even as we reach out in the name of Jesus Christ, all through this prophetic season, pray a prayer that must be answered. Ensure your voice is being counted in heaven this morning. Pray a prayer connecting with faith in your heart to the heavens, demanding that the Holy Ghost will take over our harvest field in the name of Jesus Christ, convicting and converting multitudes, even as we reach out today, this week, all through this prophetic season. Pray in your understanding, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, pray in the spirit. Just ensure your heart is being connected to the heavens. At this moment, we are receiving instant answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that the Holy Ghost will reach out to all our harvest, and they shall come speedily. Thank him, appreciate him. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and take your seat.
Next again, when we rise, we shall be praying, saying, Father, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the word. Can I amen be stronger this morning? John chapter 10 and verse 28. And I give unto you eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Please rise with me this morning, and together let's lift up our voices, saying, Father, we come against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the word. Lift up your voice and let's engage in this prayer line. Engage your heart in this prayer focus this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we come again this morning and we stand against all the powers of darkness that may want to draw any of our new converts back to the word. We come against them, we rebuke them, we frustrate them. Lift up your voice and let's stand on the integrity of the word of God again this morning. Heavenly Father, we come against all the powers of darkness. We come against all the devices of darkness, all the schemings of hell that may be out to draw any of our new converts back to the word. We come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the name of Jesus every counsel, every device from hell, positioned on the part of our new converts to derail them. We come against them this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice right now and let's begin to engage with fervency. Let's begin to pray with boldness and confidence in our God this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we stand against all the powers of hell. We stand against all the powers of darkness that may be positioned against our new converts to drive them back to the world, to drive them back to sinful lifestyle. We come against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Engage your heart and engage your faith. Remember, whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Therefore, lift up your voice. We are praying for all our new converts right now. Our Father and our God, we come against every plan of hell. We come against all the powers of darkness that may be out to pull any one of our new converts back to the world, that may be out to derail any one of our new converts. We come against them. Lift up your voice and show you are praying this morning. Pray some more this morning. Engage your faith. Engage your confidence in your God as we cry out to Him, lifting up every single one of our new converts all across the harvest field. Heavenly Father, we are praying this morning concerning all our new converts. We are asking, let the powers of darkness that may be out to draw them back to the world be canceled out. We nullify them in the name of Jesus Christ. Engage your heart right now. You are praying with confidence. You may pray in the spirit or pray your understanding, but ensure your voice of faith is being heard this morning. Oh God, we are asking, keep every one of our new converts strong in the faith. Keep them active in the kingdom. Every plan of hell that may be out to draw them back to the world, every gang up of hell, every scheming of hell that may be out to draw them back to sin, we come against them. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying. Ensure you are engaging your heart. Remember all that the Father has given. He said, I've kept. None is lost. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we are asking concerning every one of our new converts, our Father and our God, keep them by your mighty hand. Cause them to bear root downwards and produce mighty fruits upwards. We come against every plan of hell that may be out to draw them back to the world, where they create such plans will not prosper. We nullify every of such scheme from hell. Lift up your voice and show your prayer from your heart right now. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit. You are engaging the boldness of faith. Lifting up every one of our new converts to God and asking Him in the name of Jesus, keep every one of them from every plan and device of hell to take them off the faith. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big, big hand. And you may please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, let the mighty wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Can I hear a bigger amen? Numbers chapter 11 and verse 30, when I paraphrase, it says, and there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quail from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were, a day's journey round about the camp, and 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let Him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season
and beyond. All through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Lord of the harvest continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. None can come except you draw them. Father, we ask, O Lord, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit continue to draw abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft in abiding multitudes into this church. Unprecedented multitudes into this church. Record-breaking multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercessions in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. Lift up your voice as you pray. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. All through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost, let the powerful drawing power of the Lord of the harvest continue to draw in, to draft in abiding multitudes into this church all through this prophetic season and beyond. All through this prophetic season and beyond. Lift up your voice on high. Pray in your understanding. Also pray in the spirit. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray answer expectant prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Ghost continue to draft in abiding multitudes. Now lift up those hands. Begin to appreciate God for answers to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall rise again to pray. And when we rise, we shall be saying, Father, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limit testimonies. A louder amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So we'll be on our feet as we pray. Father, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limits testimony. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our God this morning. Our Father, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limits testimonies. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart this morning. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limits testimony. This is our heart desire this morning. This is our heart cry. Lift up your voice and pray with faith in your heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus, resulting in breaking limits testimony. Our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name this morning, and we pray, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limits testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our Father, let the revival fire continue to keep burning in the heart of every winner this year in the name of Jesus, thereby bringing about breaking limit altar of testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with faith in your heart. Call upon the God of heaven. Engage with your heart and engage with your spirit in praying this prayer. Say, Father, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limit testimonies in the name of Jesus. For I have not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Father, we are asking for revival fire, the kind we have never experienced before in this church. Let it keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limit testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Connect your heart in praying this prayer. Pray with confidence. Pray with faith in your heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limit testimonies. This is our heart cry this morning. Cry unto the Lord. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limit testimonies. Lift up your voice and pray right now. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Ensure you are connecting your prayer to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the revival fire keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season, resulting in breaking limits testimonies in the name of Jesus. Engage your heart, engage your spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in your understanding. Ensure you are connecting this prayer to heaven. Pray by the authority in the name of Jesus that the revival fire will keep burning in the heart of every winner all through this prophetic season. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Wave it unto him and give him thanks because he has answered again. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Put your hands together for him and please be seated.
We'll be rising up yet again to pray, saying, Father, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. And in Acts chapter 13, 44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Please rise up on our feet, saints of God, as we lift up our voices to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, saints of God, everywhere. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. We are praying concerning this Sunday service. Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice unto heaven. Engage your heart and your faith. Ensure that heaven registers your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church. Invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. This is our heart desire. You said in your word, the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Father, this is our heart desire, and we know that you will answer our prayer speedily. invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Record-breaking multitude. Father, this is our heart desire. Invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That we baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. This is our heart desire. We pray in one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that we baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That we baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Is someone lifting up his voice to pray? Ensure that you engage your heart, engage your faith. Don't just mutter words. Ensure that heaven hears your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. This is a prayer. Lord, we lift up our voices in one accord unto you. This is our heart desire. Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, engage the Holy Ghost as you pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Ensure that your heart and your faith is engaged. This is a prayer that must be answered. This Sunday, it shall be record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Lord, this is our heart desire. Father, invade this church with record-breaking multitude. Invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Lift up your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in your understanding, engage your faith and engage your heart. This is a prayer that must be answered. Almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. That shall be our experience this Sunday. Father, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. That will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, invade this church with record-breaking multitude that will baffle human understanding this coming Sunday. Let's lift up our hands, begin to thank him for answered prayers. Father, we bless your name. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus as you take your seat.
At this time, we shall be rising up shortly to pray our personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Lord and give expression to the desires of our hearts, whatever it may be. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word to us in John 16:23. John 16:23. Jesus speaking says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." You are returning with yours today in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet with this understanding. Begin to ask from the Father in the name of Jesus Christ whatever you desire from him today. Whatever those desires might be, give it expression. Do it in faith. Do it with the word of assurance we have received from his word today. He's here to give it to you. You will not return empty-handed. Now lift up your voice and begin to thank God for answered prayers. Lift up your hands as well. Give him praise. Give him glory. Magnify him. Thank him and thank him. Thank him. So he has heard you. He has answered you. Magnify his name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for you.
Now it's testimony time. Make it louder, my breakthrough time. Let's listen and connect with these documented testimonies, and ours shall be replicated. Number one, it pays to serve God. The company I work with ran out of jobs, and salaries were not paid for more than a year. Things were so bad. No accommodation, no food to eat, and I was jobless. I kept looking up to the God of this commission. However, God's servant kept saying that we should be diligent and consistent in seeking God's kingdom first. And things that people are dying to get will be added to us cheaply. Then, each time I prayed, all I hear is, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Thereafter, I decided to engage in soul winning, follow up my converts, and spend my time in praying for the kingdom. I was mocked by friends, family members, and colleagues. I had diverse encounters, and God opened my eyes to so many things. I also engaged the altar of prayer vigorously for the advancement of the kingdom. Miraculously, I got a call from my company that I have been posted out of the country to represent them on a project for about 9 months, and I was to leave immediately because all my travel documents have been prepared. Make your hand clap bigger and better for Jesus. I was shocked. When I got there, I was given an official car, a driver, aids, a beautiful house beside the beach, and mouth-watering allowances. Jesus deserves a bigger hand of applause. In fact, for a year, I do not need to touch my salary. I just want to thank this God who is not a user of men. Faith, H.O., is a testifier. Let's celebrate Jesus some more. Number two, eyesight healed and strange movement disappears. I had a terrible eye problem from birth, which made it difficult for me to read or see clearly. Also, I had a strange movement in my body, which tormented me. I had been to hospitals and taken medications, but nothing happened. Last week, God told me, come to Canaan land, there is something waiting for you there. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. I obeyed, and last Sunday morning, when the bishop was ministering on sanctification, he taught us on the benefits of living a godly life, and I was touched. I did not pray for healing. Instead, repented of my sins, and I spoke to God about my sanctification. While the prayer was going on, I had a vision where the bishop laid his hands on my eyes. Now my eyes can see clearly, and I can read the smallest letters. Big, big hands to Jesus. Secondly, the strange movement in my body disappeared. In fact, I am totally transformed. Praise be to the living God. Solomon, you is the testifier. Please rise with me, and for this marvelous act, give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
Shall we lift our hands to heaven and give glory to God this morning? Give him thanks for those testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Lift your voice and give glory to God. Lift your voice and give glory to God. Lift your voice and give glory unto God. Make sure your voice of thanksgiving is held on high this morning as you celebrate and glorify God for these awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Make sure your own voice is heard on high this morning. Don't mutter your words. Give glory to him. Give praise unto the name of the Lord. Appreciation to God is application for more. As you are thanking him, he is multiplying his acts and his doings in your life. Give glory, give honor, give adoration, give thanks. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Also, make sure you are thanking him for the answers to your prayer this morning. If you know that you have not prayed into storage, but God has heard you, then make sure your voice of thanksgiving is registered on high. You must be giving glory unto God. You must be giving praise unto his name. You must be celebrating the faithfulness of our God. Thank him and thank him from the bottom of your heart. Our Father, we give you the praise. We bless your holy name. Now, ask the Lord to speak to you this morning. Lord, speak to me today. I have come to hear your word. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It is you that have come to hear this morning. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand in our midst, your marvelous acts within us. And for it, we give you all of the praise. For the answers to prayer this morning, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We have come to hear directly from you. Speak to us this morning and let your word change and transform us. We give you the praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We have been looking at this line of exhortations all through the week, entitled, No Church Grows Without a People on the Go. No church grows without a people on the go. And we're going to look this morning specifically at the following points. That no product, the quality notwithstanding, sells without engaging relevant marketing drives. No product, the quality notwithstanding, ever sells without engaging relevant marketing drives. The scripture makes it very clear to us that the gospel that we preach is the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation to him that believes. So what we present to our world is the presentation of Christ. Christ is the package, but the content is life. 1 John 5:12 says, he that hath the Son of God hath life. We have heard God's servant, our Father, say this in recent times, that the whole essence of the gospel is better life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I'm come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. It means that what the gospel presents is Christ, and what Christ offers is life. Until we encounter this gift of Christ, therefore, we cannot experience true life. No wonder in Acts chapter 5, verse 20, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Peter and John and said, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. There is a different order of life available, and it is packaged within Christ. Until an individual encounters Christ, they cannot encounter life. However, as valuable as life is, it must be marketed according to that point. It must be marketed. And that is why we find the scripture continuously admonishing us to ensure that we put our all into advertising Christ. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, it said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
So we have an assignment of advertising the gospel of Christ, which is the offering of life to everyone we come across. Now, in the natural, we discover that products will only go as far as their marketing, takes them. That is why you discover that there are products that many times you may wonder what is the value of this product, but it has gone far. Because it is effectively marketed. In our world today, one of the most valuable brands in this world, on the earth today, is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is a drink, which when you distill it to the basis, it can be said to be sugar and water. But it is marketed effectively. There is no nation on the earth today where there is no Coke. There is almost no location in terms of even villages and towns where there is no Coke. Because it is marketed. Now, if something that is sugar and water can be marketed by men, then how can life not be marketed by God's people? Life is the greatest gift given to man, but it must be marketed effectively by the people of God. There is no greater gift given to man than Christ, and there is no offering given to man that is greater than life. And it is that life that God has sent you and I to advertise. So we have a responsibility with a superior product. But it is us taking that responsibility to heart that brings about our effectiveness. Let's look at the testimony of Paul and look at what he said. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20 to verse 22. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 20 to 22. It says, "Unto the Jews I became as Jew, that I may gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law." He said in verse 21, "To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I may gain them that are without law." He said in verse 22, look at this very closely. He said, "To the weak I became as weak, that I may gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means win some." I became all things to all men. I put my all into it. I took every approach, every godly creative approach available in order to ensure that I am able to save some. That is the admonition of God to you and to me today. We are heaven's marketers on the earth, and we have the responsibility of becoming all things to all men, so that by all means, we will be able to save some. It is true that in a market, not every customer will buy a product. But how many customers buy a product is dependent on the marketer. You see, it is true that not everyone may respond to the gospel. But how many respond to the gospel is dependent on the one preaching the gospel. So you and I have the responsibility to become effective marketers of the gospel. Don't be satisfied saying, "I went out." Paul said, "By all means, I must save some." Which means that there is a way to be effective. And you and I must position ourselves under God to ensure that by all means, those that are appointed to salvation are saved. I see God granting each one of us grace for this in the name of Jesus Christ. The apostles in the book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, they said, "We cannot leave the word of God and serve tables." Verse 3, he said, but verse 4, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word," the marketing of the gospel, the advertisement of Christ. "We will give ourselves continually to it." So it is not something you start and stop. Where marketing stops, you will see saturation will end. So we must continue. We must be persistent. We must be relentless in pressing on and marketing the gospel. And as we do so, we will see the hand of God in unusual dimension. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, he said, "They that are wise, they will shine as the firmament, and them that turn many to righteousness as the stars of heaven forever and ever." So it takes wisdom to be effective as a marketer. And when you are effective marketing the gospel, you are sure to shine as a star. Your star will shine in the name of Jesus. I say your star will shine in the name of Jesus. I said your star will shine in the name of Jesus. Number 2 point is that we cannot see supernatural church growth without engaging the operation of the Reaper Angels on the altar of prayer. We cannot see supernatural church growth without engaging the operation of the Reaper Angels on the altar of prayer. It's important for us to understand that the salvation of the lost is a divine operation. And that divine operation requires divine assistance. And one of the assistance that God has given to you and to me on the harvest field is the operation of the Reaper Angels. In the book of Matthew chapter 13 and verse 39, the Bible said the harvest is the end of the world and the reapers are the angels. So the angels of God are reaper agents sent on the earth for the effective harvest of this end time. But to engage the reaper angels, we must engage them on the altar of prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 26 and verse 53, he said, do you not think I can presently pray my Father will give unto me 12 legion of angels? So angels respond when we pray. We call upon God, asking for him to release the angels of God, and he releases them unto us for our assignment. And that assignment is principally the salvation of the lost. Angels are so effective according to scriptures in Revelation 14, verse 14 and 16. He said, I saw one that sat upon a cloud, a sharp sickle in his hand. He said, and he cast the sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. They have the capacity to reap unusual dimension of harvest. One angel stood and led the entire nation of Israel out of Egypt. 3 million people came out by one angel. Exodus 23, verse 20. He said, I will send an angel before thee. He will lead you in the way and bring you to the place. So angels are massive reaper agents that we engage on the altar of prayer for the end time harvest. What that means, therefore, is that we can stand confidently on the altar of prayer and demand the release of the angels of God to invade our harvest field. They have the capacity to reach the unreachable. Cornelius was a war general, and yet the angel of God penetrated his house. Where no one perhaps could get to, the angel got to and brought Cornelius and his entire household unto Christ. As we stand on the altar of prayer this season, I see unreachable personalities, individuals who defend themselves against the gospel. I see them being brought to Christ supernaturally in the name of Jesus. We shall see a supernatural harvest in this season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say a loud amen. Will you rise on your feet to meet this morning and lift your voice and take grace to be an effective marketer? Lord, I take grace from you this morning to be an effective marketer of this gospel in the name of Jesus Christ. I take grace from you today to be an effective marketer of this gospel in the name of Jesus. I receive grace. Lift your voice and take 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 grace. Lord, I take grace from you this morning to be an effective marketer of the gospel of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive your grace. I receive your grace. I receive your grace. I receive your grace to market effectively the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere I go, presenting life to all that I come across. In the name of Jesus, I want to be an effective marketer of the gospel of Christ, effective in all that I do, so that my star will rise. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession, of your supplication. You are praying for yourself right now, demanding for this grace to find practical expression in your life, that you will not only be out there, but you will be effective, producing fruit that will take root downward and bear fruit upward. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Grace is available. It said, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is grace available, but you call on God for it. There is grace available, but you call on God for it. There is grace available, but you call on God for it. There is grace that is available, but make sure you are calling upon God for the release of that grace. Calling upon God for the release of that grace. My Father, my God, I ask you today for the unleashing of grace. Grace, O Lord, to be an effective marketer of the gospel of Jesus, producing fruit in the name of Jesus. Lord, fruit that will remain, fruit that will abide, fruit that will remain, fruit that will be established in the name of Jesus. I take that grace this morning. Now lift your hand, lift your voice, and glorify God for that unleashing of his grace made available to you today in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In this season, you will not fall short of your quota. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, it's Operation 10 for Christ 2020. We have been told if you have finished with the first 10, move to the next 10. You finish with the next 10, move to the next one. Keep advancing the gospel with effectiveness, efficiently. And as you are doing so, God will decorate you openly. No man may see your engagement, but nobody can doubt your decoration. When God begins to decorate the life of an individual, it is undoubtable and it is undeniable. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. So on the altar of prayer, be there. On the harvest field, be there. Not just present, but fruitfully so, productively so. And watch God take charge of every area of your life and make you a living testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen. Speak to the day right now and make your decree concerning the day. You will decree a thing and to be established unto you. Lift your voice and make your decree. Speak to the day right now. Make your decree. Speak to the day. This day is declared a blessed day, a testimony filled day, an encounter loaded day. Speak to it right now. 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 Speak to the day. Make your decree concerning the day. Make your decree concerning the day. You will decree and declare a thing and it shall be established. Therefore, speak right now. Make your decrees. Make your declaration. Speak right now. This day is declared blessed. In Jesus' precious name, we have decreed. Every declaration you have made this morning will answer for you in the course of the day. This day is declared blessed in Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations, amen and amen. You are blessed.